Reason number two, we want emotionally balanced athletes. We want emotionally balanced athletes. And there's a few things you understand about the brain that we're gonna cover today. The first one is that the right and the left side do very different things. The right side of your brain is the emotional side. The left side is the logical side. And often when we're yelling at players, they are already upset, frustrated. They are already emotional. And when we yell at them when they're already emotional, we only make them more emotional, but we wanna bring balance in there. And so often what we need to do is we need to find other ways to hold them accountable, to push them and to motivate them without using emotion, all right? We need to be able to connect with them first, all right? Connect with what they're feeling and then be able to, what Dr. Daniel J. Siegel says, which is connect and redirect. Redirect them to start using the left side of their brain so they can start thinking and being more logical. Reason number three is we want players who can think, all right? We want players who can think. Now, the brain can also be broken down into the lower and the upper. The lower part of our brain is very lower functioning parts. It's the breathing, it's blinking, it's the survival things like fight or flight. Now, the upper part is our higher levels of thinking. It's higher functioning. It's being able to make really good decisions. Now, there's another aspect of the brain we gotta understand, which is the amygdala. The amygdala is part of the lower part of the brain. And it's triggered when it senses fear. So when we're yelling, we're connecting, we're activating the amygdala. And when the amygdala activates, it actually cuts off the connections between the lower and the upper parts of the brain. So we've got to find other ways than yelling to hold players accountable and to motivate them than activating the amygdala in this situation here. If we want players that aren't just quick to respond out there, but players who can think on the court or on the field. Reason number four is we are leading with fear, not leading with tough love when we yell at our players. My parents were incredibly great at this. They practiced tough love every day with me as a kid growing up, but they never had to yell. When I didn't do my chores around the house, they just said, oh, you don't get to have this privilege. They just pulled it away. They didn't yell, they didn't scream, they didn't beg, they didn't plead with me. They just enforced boundaries and they did it in a loving way, and it was still tough love. I tell you what, it wasn't soft. Reason number five is this. We want an intrinsically motivated environment, not an extrinsically motivated environment. Check out the book Drive by Daniel Pink. He goes into the science of intrinsic versus extrinsic motivated environments. But the bottom line is this. We want players that work hard. We want players that have a good attitude. We want them to do the right things because it's the right thing to do, because it's who we want them to be as players, because who they want to be as players, not just who we want them to be, and it's who they want to be as a team. That's an intrinsically motivated environment, and that's what we want to create. And if you're yelling and screaming, you're creating resistance, you're creating obstacles from you having that intrinsically motivated environment. Yes, those extrinsic motivators may get you the results and the effects quickly, but they will not be lasting, all right? And they will not help you to foster and nurture the intrinsically motivated environment. Reason number six is this, all right? Yelling is coach-led. Yelling is coach-led. We want a player-led team, right? A player-led team holds each other accountable. A player-led team, the coach just has to come in and make little adjustments here, help encourage people. There, yes, and hold people accountable, but in some very light ways. When a coach is yelling and screaming, things have completely broken down, and that is a coach-led team. The teams that I work with, the teams that I would coach, I want them to be a player-led team, not a coach-led team. And when we're yelling and screaming, we are at that stage a coach-led team.
So that's part two of this kind of three-part series that I've been doing on Culture Builders on 10 reasons we shouldn't yell at our players. On social media, I'll be posting a video of the 10 reasons why we shouldn't yell at our players. That way you can share all 10 at once with other people out there that you might find need this message. One of the questions that coaches have been asking is, okay, so there's a better way. Well, what's the better way? Well, that's really what the core of what my work is through this podcast, through my articles for the Coaching Culture podcast, and my book, Calling Up, is giving tools to coaches to help them to be better coach. And there's no like easy solution to the alternative to yelling, right? There's a lot of different things that we've got to do in our coaching. And so I'd encourage you to go to thriveonchallenge.com. Check out some more resources there. Check out my book if you're looking for the alternative, if you're looking for the better way.